This is Bob Brunel, and this is Newsworthy for Thursday, sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC. COVID-19 spread in Winnebago County remains in the low category. Meanwhile, the county health department is now offering booster shots, not only for COVID-19, but also for the Omicron strain. The updated booster shot is recommended for people over the age of 12. The county is offering a walk-in clinic today at the Sunnyview Expo Center and additional clinics throughout the month. The Oshkosh Corporation is suing a local company for defective parts on their JLTV. Oshkosh wants $7 million from Stadler Machine for part replacement and damages. Winnebago County's Personnel and Finance Committee is being asked to buy an area of land near the Wiawash Trail to improve access to Lake Butamore. The town of Oshkosh made the request. Town officials say fishermen are parking on Edgewood Lane. They want the county to purchase a parcel of land and then build a parking lot there. The county's Park and Recreation Committee has already endorsed the idea. Primo's restaurant on Jackson may have new life soon. We've learned that a sushi restaurant is planned for Primo's. Page 2, Great Place of Oshkosh now is in the Sweet 16 round of the Coolest Things Made in Wisconsin contest. The Oshkosh Police Department wants your opinion on how they're doing. You can access their biannual citizen survey on the Facebook page for the police department. Oshkosh needs workers. We all know that. Over 85 companies are having another job fair. This one is coming up on Wednesday, October 12th at the Oshkosh Arena. The job event gets underway at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. With the Packers in London and an 8:30 kickoff, one Oshkosh church is offering both the gospel and the gridiron on Sunday morning. United Methodist Church plans to show the game and conduct their service during the TV timeouts. At halftime, the pastor plans to deliver a sermon and wrap things up in time for the second half. The church is also planning to have tailgate snacks that day and activities including cornhole in the halls. And the annual Crosstown Showdown in football coming up tomorrow night at J.J. Keller Field as Oshkosh North takes on Oshkosh West. Kickoff time is 7 o'clock. Meanwhile, Lures Academy will hit the road in hopes of becoming playoff eligible again. That's a look at Newsworthy on a Thursday. We're back next week here on the Chamber website. We're always sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 41 and 21, member FDIC. Have a great weekend.